Did you know one of the enemy's chief weapons today is pornography? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Pornography destroys families. Why does Satan want to destroy the family? Because the family is the basic unit of society. And so Satan wants to deceive man, defile his mind, destroy the home, and dominate the world. So he is a thief, he is a murderer, he is a destroyer, and he is loose. And you, sir, are called on to guard your heart and to protect your home. Where are the men of God today? Where are the mothers who will stand up today?
And welcome to Love Worth Finding. The devil is a thief. He's a murderer, a destroyer, and he steals, kills, and destroys. Today, one of his chief weapons is pornography. Satan has made pornography so available, affordable, and anonymous in our society. Why? Well, pastor, teacher, and author Adrian Rogers said, "I cannot walk in darkness and have fellowship with him who is light." That's true, isn't it? So the enemy wants to steal your fellowship with God. He wants to kill your ability to love, and he wants to destroy your family. There's victory for those who follow God and have clean hearts. If you have your Bible, turn to Psalm 127 as we hear Adrian Rogers present 10 practical strategies to protect your home.
Psalm 127, a psalm for the home. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Now God gave to the man an instinct to protect his wife and his children. When God put Adam in the Garden of Eden, he gave him two distinct responsibilities. One was to dress the garden, the other was to keep it. That is, he is to be the provider and he is to be the protector. Now, the Bible says that Satan is a thief. He wants to steal your fellowship with God. Pornography has a great appeal to your youth, but you need to teach them that the greatest treasures, and we talked about in the first of these three messages, is fellowship with God. I wouldn't take anything for fellowship with God. Why would I sacrifice my fellowship with God? I cannot walk in darkness and have fellowship with him who is light. Pornography steals fellowship with God. That's one treasure that it steals. But not only does it steal fellowship, number two, pornography kills love. It kills love. That's the second great treasure. Fellowship with God, and then love. You see, pornography is antithetical to love. Lust and love are opposites. Love is the greatest virtue. The Bible says, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profits me nothing." 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3. Love is the greatest virtue. To love is the greatest commandment. Matthew 23, verses 37 through 40. And Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." Pornography is the opposite of love. It treats people as objects, things to be used. It is degrading. It is brutal. It is loveless. Not only does the devil want to steal fellowship, he wants to kill love. He wants to bring death to innocence, the innocence of your children, death to purity, death to happiness, spiritual death, physical death, eternal death. Satan is a murderer. One of his chief weapons is pornography. But not only does he want to steal fellowship with God, not only does he want to kill love, he wants to destroy your family. Pornography destroys families. Why does Satan want to destroy the family? Because the family is the basic unit of society. Take away our families, our church is decimated. Our city is decimated. Our nation is decimated. Civilization is decimated. And so Satan wants to deceive man, defile his mind, destroy the home, and dominate the world. So he is a thief. He is a murderer. He is a destroyer. And he is loose. And you, sir, are called on to guard your heart and to protect your home. Where are the men of God today? Where are the mothers who will stand up today? Now, Satan has three on his A-team. Do you know why pornography is so dangerous? First of all, the first A is availability. The second A is affordability. And the third A is it is so anonymous. Pornography today is so available. Things that you used to have to go out behind a barn to see. Pictures that perhaps you would purchase in a plain wrapper by some unsavory person. The pornography is everywhere. You go to the corner market for a gallon of milk, there's pornography. You stroll through the mall, there is pornography. You go into a motel, there in the corner is a television set. Just turn the dial, up comes the pornography. Availability, affordability. Not since Manhattan Island was sold for $24 has so much dirt been sold so cheaply. It's affordable. And then you can watch it with anonymity. In a hotel room. In a bedroom with a computer. These three things Satan has used to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I'm telling you because Christians are not immune. The Maryland Coalition Against Pornography did a survey and they found out that 40 to 60% of Christian men are involved in pornography in some way. 40 to 60%. Well, you say, those are just old codgers. What about the young people? Well, they did another survey of students at five Christian colleges and found that 68%, that's more than two-thirds, 68% of male students said they had intentionally looked for pornography on the internet. We know that in these surveys about things like that, that generally they're understated. But some people would deny doing it when they did it. They understate the incident of this. Now, what are we up against? Let me tell you what we're up against. When I'm telling you we need to guard your home. First of all, television itself. Television has become the devil's pipeline into the home. Anyone knows that television is becoming more and more vile. We talk about educational television. My friend, all television is educational. Everything that kids see is giving them an education. It may not be the education that you would choose or that you would want. David Frost was correct when he said this. Television is an invention that permits you to be entertained in your living room by people you would not have into your home. Now, we're up against television. Secondly, we're up against the movie theater and videos. There's something called an R-rated movie. Do you see that a flood tide of slime is hitting America? Do you know why there's so many R-rated films? Well, in Parade magazine said that the screenwriters seek for an R rating to attract the teenagers. The teenagers shun PG and PG-13 films because they think if they watch that, that's a sign that they're immature. And worse than the movies themselves is the video industry. Billions, billions, billions of dollars are changing hands. We're up against the internet. Young people and adults are becoming roadkill on the information superhighway. The internet is the fastest growing distribution channel for illegal pornography. And it may come to your child unsolicited. Now, friend, I'm telling you, we need to develop some software for the heart. Now, there's another source the devil wants to use to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that's the pornographic magazines. Surveys show that many had their first experience with pornographic magazines at a friend's house. Now, folks, you cannot ignore this attack on your children and your home. And don't let anybody tell you that pornography is a victimless crime. Those who are into it are victims, perhaps self-induced victims, but they are victims. Somebody says, well, we just need to ignore it. It'll go away. After a while, people will get bored and it'll go away. Just legalize it and it won't be a problem anymore. If you believe that, you've got rooms to rent upstairs unfurnished. You believe you can put out a fire with gasoline. No. What happens when people get bored with common, ordinary pornography? They go into something more perverse, something more brutal, something more wicked. Pornography is so vile because it is so addictive. Paul Harvey told a story. I cringe when I think about it, but I'm going to use it because it so illustrates what I'm talking about. The Eskimos hunting wolves have found a way to do it. An Eskimo will take his razor-sharp knife blade and coat it with animal blood. He'll paint it on there and let it freeze. And then he'll put another coat of blood on it, and another, until it is heavily coated with blood. Then he will stick the knife in the ground, in the frozen ground, with the blade pointed up. A wolf is attracted by the scent of that blood. He comes and he begins to lick the blood off, and he licks it and licks it till it's all gone. And his tongue is cut. He's so interested in the blood, he doesn't even feel the sting. And now he begins to bleed and lick his own blood. And he licks and cuts and licks and cuts. And he is drinking his own blood until finally the Eskimos come and find the wolf dead on the frozen tundra as he has been licking and drinking his own blood. That's what pornography does. It's something that does not satiate, but the person feeds upon it to his own destruction. Now, I don't want to say any more about that. I've tried not to describe pornography as such, only to talk about it, because I don't want to discuss in public what it really is. I want to say something else. I made it my purpose in preparing these messages not to look at any pornography, none whatsoever. But I know what's going on. I know what's in this world today. And I want to tell you that there is a way of deliverance. I've thought about it, I've prayed about it, and I want to tell you 10 things to do. And I want you to jot these down. Dads, you're to guard your heart, you're to protect your home. There is victory. Our psalm said in Psalm 127 verses 1 and 2, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for he giveth his beloved sleep. God will protect your home if you will get in concert with him. And we don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to say, well, good night, after all those statistics, there's no other way. Romans 12 verse 21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You don't have to throw in the towel. And I want to tell you 10 strategies. They are deeply spiritual, intensely spiritual, very practical, and to teach you how you can have a clean heart in a dirty world. And you can guard your home and protect your children. Number one, lead your children to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's the starting place. Lead your children to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now without that, I don't know what you can do. You can scold, you can fuss. But when you lead your children to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, not only do you deliver their soul from hell, but you're going to ensure that they can have the three greatest values of life, that they can have fellowship with God, that they can truly love, for love is of God, and that they can have a happy home, for except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. So lead them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Are your children saved? Do your children know the Lord? Whether they're young or grown children, pray over them, weep over them, bring them to Jesus Christ, because when you do that, you take the policeman off the street corner and you put him in the human heart. Number two, help your children to discern true values. In the first message that I preached, I talked about Moses. And Moses had some discernment. And because he had some discernment, he saw the difference between good and evil. And then Moses chose the good. And then Moses refused the evil. Do you remember the story that I told you about the dog and the bone? If a dog has a nasty bone in his mouth, you try to take it away from him, you might get bit. But if you put a stake on the ground, the dog sees the stake, he'll drop the bone to get the stake. Now what happens in that dog's mind is this. First of all, that dog discerns. He looks, here's the bone, there's the stake. There's a discernment. He says, this is better than this. Then there's a choice. He says, I want the stake. I choose the stake. Then he refuses the bone. Now you're going to have to spend some time sitting down with your children, helping your children understand what the values of life are. Friend, listen, let me tell you where it's at. I would not take anything, nothing, for fellowship with God, the ability to love, and to have a godly family. That's it. That's it. Don't let them sacrifice these things. Lead them to Christ. Number two, help them to discern true values. Help them to see through Satan's lies. You see, all pornography is based on a lie. Based on a lie. That this is somehow good, tantalizing, titillating, that it will somehow satisfy. It is all a lie. Satan is a liar. Amen. Now, if you've ever been swimming, maybe somebody throw you a beach ball, maybe in the pool, and you try to keep the beach ball under the water. You can keep it under the water as long as you sit on it. Maybe. But all of a sudden it comes up, pops up to the surface again, especially if you've got two or three you're trying to keep under. That's impossible. You push it down, you can only hold it down for so long and it comes back up. That's the way people fight pornography. They say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I don't like this. I'm against it. And they put it down in their mind, but then it just comes to the surface again. And they're fighting a hopeless battle. Let me tell you one way to keep that ball sunk. Let the air out of it. Let the air out of it. What you need to do is let the air out of Satan's lies. Satan is a liar. He is a liar. You need to help your children to see that Satan is a liar, and so you help them to discern. Number three, teach them the principles of purity, how to control their thought life. All right, from Psalm 118, I gave you these steps. And don't tell me they won't work. Friend, I guarantee you they will work. How do you control your thought life? Well, the average person doesn't know. But there is a plan. It is very clear. It's very plain. Teach them how to control their thought life. Number four, cover them with prayer. Pray for your children. Pray for them every day. Joyce and I pray for our children by name every day. Pray for them at night. We call them by name. The wonderful thing about prayer is that prayer can go where you cannot go. Ron Dunn says prayer is like an intercontinental ballistics missile. It goes where you cannot go. And the wonderful thing about it is that the devil has no anti-missile to shoot it down with. And it travels not at the speed of light, it travels at the speed of thought. You can pray with a delayed detonation. You can start praying for your little children right now when they're little babies. Say, Lord, keep them strong and pure. Saturate your children in prayer. Pray for them every day. Cover them with prayer, because you're in a spiritual battle, and one of your chief weapons is prayer. Number four, and I'm going to slow down here. Make a family covenant. Now, what am I talking about when I say a family covenant? You know, one of the most diabolical lies of the devil is the concept of adult entertainment. We see this advertised all the time, adult entertainment. It is not adult. It is infantile, and it is wicked. Do you know what the concept of adult entertainment says to a child? Now, look, you can't watch this because you're not old enough. Like, it's all right for Dad. It's all right for Mom. It's just not all right for you. But one of these days, you'll be old enough to enjoy what we enjoy. You talk about phony baloney. Friend, that is phony baloney. How do you make a family covenant? You as a father get the children together and you say, children, we're going to make a covenant together. Let's suppose your little girl's name is Susan. Susan, Daddy believes that pornography is wrong. He wants you to be able to love. He wants you to be able to have fellowship with God. So I want to make a covenant with you, Susan. I want to promise you in Mother's presence and promise Mother that I will never, ever watch anything in your absence that I would not watch in your presence. I promise you before God. And Susan, I want you to make a covenant with me. I want you, darling, or John, or whomever it is, to make a covenant with me before God that you will never, ever watch anything in my absence that you would not watch in my presence. Write that covenant out and sign it before God on your knees.
And coming up tomorrow, we'll hear the powerful conclusion of this message, Protect Your Home. Maybe today you have questions regarding your faith in Jesus Christ. We'd love to offer you an insightful resource on our website called the Discover Jesus page. You'll find answers there that you may have about your faith, as well as a response section. You can share how this message has impacted you or share a prayer request with us. Go to lwf.org/radio and click the tab that says Discover Jesus. Again, lwf.org/radio and click Discover Jesus. We can't wait to hear from you. Now, to order a complete copy of today's message, you can call us at 1-877-LOVE-GOD and request one by the title Protect Your Home. This message is also part of our powerful series, Guard Your Heart, Protect Your Home. If you'd like the complete collection featuring four insightful messages, call us at that number, 877-LOVE-GOD, or go online to lwf.org/radio. Or you can write us to order. Write Love Worth Finding, Box 38600, Memphis, Tennessee, 38183. Well, thanks for joining us in our study of God's Word today. It's so easy to complain about the problem of pornography in society. Instead, we need to remember what we can do. We can guard our hearts and we can protect our homes. Let's start there. And be sure to join us next time for part two of Protect Your Home right here on Love Worth Finding. A listener in Tennessee reached out to us to share her experience of listening to profound truth from Adrian Rogers. Here's what she said. This is my first time contacting your ministry, although I've listened to it for years. I love listening to Adrian Rogers' straight, clear, direct way of teaching. It makes it plain and easy to understand and relate to my own real life. Thanks for continuing to spread His Word to those of us who need to hear it. Well, we are grateful for the opportunity to help equip you with messages and resources to help in any season of your Christian walk. Sometimes life can be difficult, and our circumstances can feel overwhelming. As children of God, we are called to be overcomers. When you give a gift to the ministry this month, we want to send you our Overcomers booklet collection. Request the bundle when you call with a gift at 1-877-LOVE-GOD or give online at lwf.org/radio.